Right, so this is kind of a test run for the return of Talk is Cheap. I became a truck driver, and I've been listening to the news all day on various radio stations. I don't have an editing program right now, which I'll get that in the future. So I'm testing to see if this will upload at the AInfos site. And I just want to thank all the other shows for giving me something to listen to. Unwelcome Guests, Global Research News Hour, etc. So yeah, I listen to NPR all day, and in a way, they're more nefarious than Fox, because at least Fox has admitted their propaganda, and NPR are slaves to their corporate overlords, so they don't mention Israel or hardly at all. And for instance, right now with Korea, we should be returning to the Israel should sign the nuclear non-proliferation treaty, and we should return to the anti-ballistic missile treaty that George W. Bush canceled. Because there's no reason for war in the 21st century anymore. We're just subsidizing the military-industrial complex. The money doesn't go to the public. It goes mostly to limited shareholders and creates a few jobs here and there. So on Talk is Cheap, I've always said that I try to give you something to do. So there'll be more of that in the future. But right now what I'm telling people is we need to default on the war debt, on the interest on war debt. If you've invested in war, you're in myself included, if your pension fund is invested in war, the BDS movement is a great thing, and we need to expand on that and get rid of at least the interest on war debt. As Orwell said, war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects, and what that means is that after every war, there's a recession, and they use the recession as a reason to repeal environmental regulations and in the name of jobs. So if you really want to, that should be the primary thing that we can all agree on. I mean, even running into conservative truck drivers even agree that there should be no war. And there's a lot of false flags going on, including Syria, that is just meant to get us into war. They're determined to either get us send troops or spend zillions of dollars on the bombs and the mechanisms of war that could easily be used. The example is you can use a bulldozer is used to build things, where a tank is used to destroy stuff. So Kucinich, I think, had a bill where it would be illegal to profit from war. If we stopped profiting from war, there would be no war within a couple of weeks. So the other thing I'm advocating is I was driving for a company that worked, and I'll say more about that coming up here, that worked for Walmart. And so what I'm saying, since they're the worst employer there is, what I'm advocating people do is dump crap in a plastic bag and dump it on their parking lot and take a selfie of that. So there's, for now, there's something you can do. And I'll be expanding on this. Talk is Cheap. Notes from the Road, I'm calling it. So this is a test run. I hope maybe you'll play it anyway, but if not, I hope you'll listen to it again, because I'll be expanding on it quite a bit. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
So I have a degree in sustainable design. So, of course, I've been driving truck for the last 2 years, because the only way to make money in sustainable design is to either teach people, which you shouldn't be making money doing that anyway, or greenwashing corporations is the only way to make money in sustainable design. So I've been having a good time driving truck, I fall within sustainable practices, don't drive more than 500 miles. And what I notice is there's three merges. People do not seem to know how to merge on, don't understand freeway and merge. And the three examples are, first of all, there's the guy that, he's going to drive the speed limit in the fast lane. He doesn't have a life. He can't control his wife or his kids or his job, but he's going to control that part of the, that stretch of the highway and cause a SIG alert behind him at all costs. Then there's the guy that on the on-ramp, I call him Dodidos. They just, they come on the on-ramp and they think that the whole rest of the freeway. And what they don't understand about the term freeway, what part of freeway don't you understand? They're supposed to merge and get behind the people on the freeway. And I call them Dodidos because they just sit there and go, Dodido, and they don't even look in their mirror to see and figure that you're going to move over in your 80,000-pound truck going 55 miles an hour. I've tried everything. I've tried going the speed limit. I've gone over the speed limit, under the speed limit, and they still just come on the freeway without even looking in their mirror, and then they're surprised that I'm in their mirror, and usually they go around me and flip me off. So yeah, they're just driving, they think the freeway is for them, and that everyone else should just let them in. And if they the problem is if they don't, the thing that's going to happen is when my 80,000-pound truck runs over your 4,000-pound car, there's not going to be enough of you to bury. They're going to just hose you off. I can just see the junkyard. Hey, Bob, here's another one. Get the pressure washer. They just pressure wash you out of the crushed car before they put it in the crusher. Hey, here's some bones for your dog. And so let's see. The other merge. Oh, and the other merge is, the other thing is when the cars are coming on the freeway and I'm in the slow lane, people will not let me over. They have the whole freeway. They have like two or three lanes, at least one lane of traffic to their left. And they won't let me, they won't move over so that I can let the person on, so that I can move over and let the person on the freeway. And oh, and then the other one, that's part of the same one. The other one is, when you're coming to a choke point on the freeway where it goes from three or four lanes down to two or three lanes, there's these people that come up to the, that drive in the right-hand lane all the way up to the end of the choke point and then merge in at the very last minute instead of merging early. And who do you think you are? What? I make 37 cents a mile, man. You're affecting my livelihood. You're causing the traffic jam, affecting my livelihood, and for what? So you can pick up your helicopter yoga class, music recital kid on time that you shouldn't have had in the first place because you don't have time for a kid, or you're late for work. That's not my problem either. You should have left earlier for work. And you wait till the last minute to merge, causing an entire traffic jam because you think that your life is more important than all the rest of us on the freeway. So, and then, yeah, when you're training, driving across country, you know, through Nebraska and Wyoming, and there's trucks strewn across the road from windstorms. The wind just picks up your truck and tosses it along like a toy. And you'll see little dust bunnies out there. And my trainer told me, yeah, those are jackalopes. And I'm going, come on, there's no jackalope. And sure enough, we go into one of the restaurants in the truck stop, and here's a jackalope up on top of the mantelpiece. So I had to look that up, and no, there are no jackalopes. Out west, we have signs that say, watch for falling rock. So, people that aren't from out west are always looking for this Indian guy. And then back east, though, you have this sign that just shows rocks falling. So, I tell people that's where you get your crack. Is those signs are to tell you where to get your crack. And I'm still looking for a flying squirrel because there's these signs that just show moose antlers. So I assume you're supposed to be watching out for bullwinkle. And so I keep trying to find a flying squirrel. So I'm delivering for a company that is the world's largest employer, and it's great. They rhyme with ball dart, because working for them is like having darts thrown at your balls. Ball dart is the largest employer in the world, and it's been great training with them, because they are so screwed up that every possible illegal and dangerous maneuver and thing that could happen is what standard operating procedure. So you learn a lot that way. The more screwed up it is, the more you learn. So every dock, about a third of their docks are not meant for a full-size truck. So you have fun docking. There's three types of employees there. There's the guy with the Stanley Kubrick stare. He's probably got some brains to him, and he knows what the situation he's in, and is just trying to get through the day. Then there's the guy that is just a complete moron, and he has this dejected look. He doesn't know what's happening to him, and he's just a fumbling mess. And then the one you really got to watch out for is the happy ball dart employee. This person has screwed somebody over somehow, or is on some disability, or on medication, or something, and that's why they're happy working for ball dart. They're the ones you really got to watch out for. They're gonna rat on you. The other thing, it's amazing. You could be out in the middle of nowhere, and there's people that follow trucks for some reason. They don't want to. You want to stay away from the 80,000 pound truck at all costs, okay? Most of us do not. I've only been doing it for 2 years. Most of us don't know what the hell we're doing. So you're taking your life in your hands coming anywhere near a 80,000 pound truck. I used to draft trucks for a little while. And the other thing is, what you don't realize is we have a governor on there. This is why you'll see trucks driving. I'm governed at 67 miles an hour, and the other truck's governed at 64 miles an hour. So when we go to pass each other, that's why it takes us an hour to pass each other, and there's a huge traffic jam behind us, and you're waiting for us to pass them. So drafting trucks, I don't do that anymore, because you're holding me back for that 1 mile an hour I need to pass the other truck. You're dragging me behind. So, yeah, you can be out in the middle of nowhere and you look around, and it's like Wile E. Coyote. You're out there. There's an owl, crickets chirping, owl shrieks in the distance. So you pull out, and there's the Roadrunner in a car or a truck right behind you. I've been driving over Donner Pass, and you know who the Donner Party was. It's a good thing the Donner Party wasn't Asian, because an hour later they'd be hungry again. Thank you very much. Oh, and one more thing. When I was driving OTR over the road across the country, you'd see about once a week I would see a truck crashed on the side of the road. And what that is someone has stopped short in front of him. He's probably following too close. Admittedly, someone has stopped short in front of him. He's driven off to the side of the road into the sock shoulder and flown through the windshield and probably died. And I got to tell you, I'm chicken. If somebody stops short of me, I leave a lot of space in front of me, because if somebody stops short of me, I'm not sure that I'm going to pull over and kill myself to save your ass. I'm probably going to run over you. But hey, I make 37 cents a mile, goddammit. Get out of my way. You're affecting my livelihood. cars that come out of nowhere. Maybe it's the aliens have abducted them and dropped them off right behind my truck. And they're still delirious from the anal probe. That's why they're tailgating me. They ship stuff over Donner Pass. The stuff comes in the port of Los Angeles, gets shipped over to Nevada, then it goes onto my truck. They split it up and put it on my truck and send it back over to California and Sacramento. How can that be cheaper? Deer know how to read because they're always crossing at the deer crossing signs. There was a lady that called the radio station and said, why don't they put the deer crossing signs in a safer spot where there's less cars so the deer won't cross there? I was listening to the radio one day, and this lady calls in and wants to know why they put the deer crossing signs where there's so much traffic. No matter where you go, and if anybody tells you that religion is dead, I can be out in the middle of nowhere and there'll be a religious radio station. Or a conservative radio station, or a Mexican radio station. Walmart employees are somewhere between the house Negro and the Jews that ran the ovens in the concentration camps. They're just following orders and doing the dirty work. Should we really still be calling it the Donner Party? I make it a point never to go to any parties where I'm the main course. It's just the way I roll. Maybe we should call it the Donner Picnic. I think that would be more accurate. The only reason I shop at Walmart is because that's the only place I can park the truck. Every time I walk in there, it's like going into one of those movies where they show people in hell, like Dante's Inferno. They got the guy at the gate there, the crypt keeper, the gatekeeper. Welcome. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. The customers usually have 3 to 6 kids running around looking for the cheapest stuff they can find, all usually low income. I'd rather be a dick than an asshole. Yeah, a dick pokes around a lot where it's not wanted. But at least a seed comes out of a dick once in a while. Nothing good comes out of an asshole except old shit, old cum, blood, pus, depending on what kind of parties you've been going to. A lot of rock groups are named after the dick. No rock group is named after the asshole. The butthole surfers don't count. They surf around the butthole, the asshole. They're not without actually being an asshole. Steely Dan was a dildo. Pink Floyd. They say they're not, but come on. That's a reference to a penis. Led Zeppelin. If you think the first three Led Zeppelin albums, if you think that's the Hindenburg on the first three Led Zeppelin albums, I got some land in Florida, I'll sell you. What is Pearl Jam anyway? I don't know. I don't want any of that near my nooks and crannies. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, calls himself Flea because the flea has the biggest penis in the animal kingdom compared to the rest of its body, making the female flea the happiest flea, the happiest animal in the animal kingdom. women are spared the asshole moniker. They're called bitches. I mean, what's really wrong? A bitch is a female dog. That's actually kind of honorable. Cunt and skank and slut. Really, still not as bad as an asshole. Still not as bad as a valve, as a check valve for excrement. A lot of stars, a lot of public figures are dicks. Pee Wee Herman had the greatest marijuana show, masquerading as a kids show, of all time, and he ruined it by being caught masturbating in a pussycat theater during a time when you could buy X-rated movies on video. Get a VCR, Paul Rubens. Hugh Grant caught with a crack whore. Hugh Grant could have any woman he wants in the world, and he's caught with a crack whore. What were you thinking? What a dick. Arnold Schwarzenegger married Maria Shriver and cheated on her with his maid. And that's what Maria Shriver gets for marrying a jock just to piss off her parents. But that's not what makes Arnold Schwarzenegger an asshole. Arnold Schwarzenegger is governor of California, a state with the most traveled over spot in the world, Wilshire Boulevard and Wilshire and Western Boulevard, traveled over by cars. The busiest DMV in the country. And he lowers the registration fees for cars for his $250,000 Hummer. He doesn't want to pay for the roads to drive his $250,000 Hummer on. In a state with the most traveled over spot in the world, anybody with the word broker next to their name is usually a complete asshole. Stockbroker, real estate brokers, arms brokers. These guys ruined the economy in 2008, in the 2000s. Sex broker, what is the difference between a broker and a pimp, really? You both get paid whether I'm successful or not. Broker is just a pimp without the purple hat. Now, some people may think I'm judgmental, but let me give you an example of judgmental. You're walking down the street, and Adolf Hitler is in a building, a burning building, and there's a ladder next to the building, and Hitler's pointing to the ladder and saying, "Save me, save me." And you just walk by and leave Hitler burn in the building. That's judgmental. Hitler was as bad as Hitler was, he wasn't some wealthy aristocrat. He was in Venice poor, and if it wasn't for multinational weapons contractors, Hitler would have been laughed out of existence long ago. And let's say Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi are in the window, pointing at the ladder, and you just walk by. They were put in power by the CIA to sell weapons and to extract oil. So what if Dick Cheney is in the window? I would just walk on by. Thank you.